Journalists with APM Reports have been investigating a pattern of abuse and harm at juvenile treatment centers run by Sequel Youth and Family Services. The company has facilities across the country, including one in Wyoming. Reporter Tennessee Watson teamed up with APM Reports to look at Wyoming's response to concerns about Sequel's facility in Sheridan and brings us this story.
As the crow flies, Normative Services Institute, or NSI, is less than 5 miles from Philip Huckins and Jane Clark's ranch, but it isn't easy terrain to cross.
I tell you what, you can wear a horse out on those hills right there pretty easy.
And yet on May 4th, 2018, while out on an early morning stroll, Huckins discovered a runaway from the juvenile treatment facility hiding in his corral.
And I told him, I said, now stay down on your hands and knees. Don't get up.
Huckins sized the kid up and determined he wasn't a threat. He seemed terrified and cold after a night out in nothing but a tank top and shorts with no shoes. So Huckins brought him inside, and while his wife, Jane Clark, cooked the weary traveler a hot breakfast, he called the sheriff. Eventually, a deputy arrived and took the kid back to NSI.
Like I said, I kind of felt sorry for him, you know. He wasn't antagonistic. Every time he answered me, it was yes, sir, no, sir. You know, he was polite.
But Huckins and Clark, like many Wyomingites, have guns. If the kid had been aggressive, they say things could have gone much worse. Huckins says it's on NSI to make sure a tragedy like that doesn't occur.
Because I think they have a place in the community, but I would just like to see NSI kind of tighten up their security and do a better job with the kids down there.
And they aren't the only ones who feel this way. Last year, Sheridan residents started using Facebook to share their concerns about NSI runaways. One commenter said her car was stolen and severely damaged. Another warned that he would, quote, just lock and load, shoot on sight, close quote. Others voiced sympathy for the traumatic lives these kids had lived. The public outcry got the attention of the Sheridan County Commissioners, who took the matter up with NSI's management. Gary Floor, NSI's director at the time, shared plans to improve security.
We're going to put a 10-foot non-climb fence across the back of the property.
Floor added he was installing more security cameras. Commissioner Christy Haswell says that after those changes were made, there was a decline in runaways. From Haswell's perspective, the work of the commission was done.
If we're not hearing from the community, it's none of our business, frankly.
But issues haven't gone away entirely. They're just harder for the community to see. In 2019, the Sheridan County Sheriff's Office got 25 calls for runaways and 2 for violence at NSI. So far in 2020, the numbers have flipped, with 6 calls for runaways and 28 for violence at the facility. Sheriff Alan Thompson has a theory. He says traumatized kids respond to stress with the most basic human instinct, fight or flight.
And when they take away the flight, then it makes sense that the fight increases.
And that theory raises concern about whether the root causes of these kids' stress are being addressed at NSI. Thompson says that's a good question, but evaluating NSI's treatment protocol is beyond his authority. What he can do is keep an eye out for abuse and mistreatment at the facility.
We have unfettered access to the NSI campus and can ensure that those types of things aren't occurring there.
Still, Thompson and the commissioners felt limited in their ability to address deeper issues at NSI. Last year, they wrote to the Wyoming Department of Family Services to see if the state could intervene. Director Corinne Schmidt wrote back explaining that she shared concerns about the runaways, but despite that, NSI was still in compliance with licensing requirements. In a more recent interview, Schmidt acknowledged the criteria are narrow.
The room and board, the safety, the physical plant, food, those issues.
But as for NSI's internal culture or the effectiveness of the treatment?
No, that's really not our job. And we are not therapists. We are not clinicians. We are not mental health experts.
Schmidt says the market is the best check.
While we have some responsibility to make sure the kids are safe, there's also people who are paying for that service from that particular facility. So is it our business then to go in and make therapeutic decisions on behalf of their program?
The thinking is if the service isn't good, then judges and schools and parents will stop spending their money with NSI. And that's what happened in Wyoming. Over the last 10 years, the number of Wyoming kids placed at NSI has steadily declined, from over 50 in 2011 to just 3 in 2020. So if Wyoming isn't buying NSI services, then who is? The facility's biggest customer is Montana. State officials declined an interview. In a written statement, they explained that facilities have to meet requirements concerning treatment and therapeutic interventions, but they didn't give details on how those requirements are enforced. NSI management also declined an interview, but Sequel's PR firm provided a written statement saying, quote, "The road to healing is often a complex and intricate process, and we are committed to helping our residents succeed," close quote. That's coming from a company whose facilities are under investigation in multiple states and whose staff killed a young man at a treatment center in Michigan less than 6 months ago. Here in Wyoming, it remains unclear who's empowered to make sure Sequel fulfills its commitment to kids placed at NSI. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.
This story was produced in collaboration with APM Reports. Find a link to their investigation of Sequel on our website. Additional reporting was done by Ada Uzunlar.